you so much, Melissa and Doreen. We invited the political parties to speak to you today, the PCs and the Liberals and the NDP. The PCs and the Liberals politely declined. However, Lisa Roberts, MLA for Halifax Needham, will say a few words.
Thank you so much, and Willalan, Melissa, and Doreen. I became the NDP's critic for the Department of Natural Resources after the election last May. And though I've lived in Nova Scotia for a long time, I've been on a learning curve, and I'm very grateful to many people who are here today for helping me along that learning curve. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity to contribute to the eulogies for Nova Scotia's forests. But I choose to live in hope, which I think is justified so long as one works actively to build the world that one hopes for. And I know that you all do that too, or else you wouldn't be here. And so I'm going to recast the moment we're in and think of it not as a funeral, but as the end of a difficult birth of a new forestry for Nova Scotia. And remembering that an Acadian forest would have trees of many species, and some of them more than 400 years old, a gestation period of more than 10 years doesn't seem unreasonable. It's been 10 years since the Nova Scotia legislature passed unanimously the Environmental Goals and Sustainable Prosperity Act, which promised Nova Scotia would be one of the most environmentally and economically sustainable places in the world by 2020. It's been 9 years since so many of you were amongst thousands of Nova Scotians who participated in consultations to shape the natural resources strategy. It's been 6 years since that strategy was released. It's been 5 years since Bowater Mersey shut down and since the Bowater lands were bought by the taxpayers of Nova Scotia. It's been 3 years since a first community forest was announced on some of that crown land near Kejimkujik. It's been a year since the Liberal government abandoned the goal of reduced clear cuts on crown lands. And it's been a year since the Auditor General found that the Department of Natural Resources was in some cases years behind in plans to safeguard endangered species. It's been 6 months since Annapolis County Council asked the Liberal government to give them a break from clear cutting on Crown land and were denied. And it's been 2 months since Bill Leahy was appointed to do a forestry review, and like you, I await his findings anxiously. So you all know better than I do the state of Nova Scotia's forests. Widespread clear cuts, activity that can best be described as high volume, low value, shaped by the needs of industrial players who are not invested in the long-term viability of Nova Scotia's rural communities and rural economy. Well, the end of the labor is often the most difficult. Despite depleted soils in many places, there is so much evidence that Nova Scotia's forests can still do this, can provide us ecological and environment and recreational and economic value for the long term, where they are tended by midwives. The Medway Community Forest, the Otter Pond Demonstration Project, Jim Drescher at Windhorse Farm, the folks at Woods Camp, the Nova Scotia Landowners and Forest Fiber Producers Association, Taylor Lumber, Mi'kmaq Communities. We see forestry in this province that is low volume and high value. We can have as the current Minister of Natural Resources assured me repeatedly just last week in the legislature, 80% of forest land in Nova Scotia, where that actually means something. Something real for wildlife habitat, for landowner value, for carbon storage, for tourism and beauty and recreation, for high economic value activity. I am here, and the NDP caucus is here with you, learning from you and bringing your concerns to the floor of Province House. Thank you so much.